course, the bath was in front of the fire. Boil kettle, all the time.
Was that the old tin bath?
Aye, the old zinc ones. Sitting in front of the fire again, and man, in a winter's night, you get around, you would hear the paraffin stove on the flare. Like I was saying, my mother, she was diabetic for 30-odd year, but in the early stages, she would, took her insulin in the mornings, and it was, it'd be minus 7, minus 8, and there was more frost on the inside of the windows than on the outside. We got icicles in our bedroom, and my sister and me used to break them off and soak them. Now, my mother would sit with her syringe and took her insulin, and that was either heating my hood, was this paraffin stove. And you would, if you were lucky, you would get a hot water bottle to put in your midden or your pit before you went up the stairs, and a gazunder below the bed. I goes under the bed.
You're still using them?
Oh, yes. They're in outside toilets. And there's an occasion, my grandmother next door, she stayed next door to us on Wiley's Brae. We were number three, she was number four. And that row of houses shared an outside toilet. And money's a time my grandmother, again. I can always recall the smell of the soup. She made beautiful tatty soup. And I can I recall Granny looking out the window saying, "John, come here. Where's Sparrow?" I says, "What's wrong, Granny?" "There's only one set of footprints in the snow going down to the toilets." I says, "Hey, how do you want that?" "Well, our Mrs. Latimer would normally have footprints come back up, so she's in the toilet. I may see she's all right." And me, I'm like, "This heck, I don't know why I'm knocking on the toilet door with that woman in there." Anyway, I went, here she was locked in, the snibbit froze. So that was it. Granny gets a little hot water out the window and up to the snakes.